This is Sally Wheat interviewing Wayne Kelly on March 28, 1996, at his home in Galesville, Alabama. The subject of our interview today is growing up during the civil rights movements and his efforts as a member of the Coosa River Basin Initiative.
Mr. Kelly, when were you born?
September 30th, 1939.
Okay, where were you born?
Galesville, Alabama.
What are your parents' names?
Fred Kelly was my father and Gussie Lee Callen was my mother.
Okay, what is your spouse's name?
Brenda J. Kelly.
Where is she from?
She is from Henniger, Alabama.
Okay, where did you get your education?
What education I have come from Galesville High School in Galesville, Alabama.
What kinds of jobs have you had?
I worked at textile mills, welding jobs, cabinet making jobs.
How much money did you make on those jobs, like in the past?
I started out when I was 16 years old at a textile mill at Tryon, Georgia. I made 75 cents an hour, $10 and something an hour. I have raised some in pay since then.
Okay, were you a member of any kind of labor unions?
I have been a member of the FAL-CIO, IUE, Local 191, and I'm also a member at this time.
What was it like growing up during the civil rights movement?
At Galesville, we didn't have any black people attending Galesville school because they had a school at Cedar Bluff, which they attended. And also at Center that closed up and got out of school, we began to mix more with blacks and they began to attend school. Wallace was governor of the state of Alabama and would have more likely been president had he not and a guy not had tried to assassinate him, and that all the movement started, civil rights movement got heavy, he was elected partially because that he said that he would stand in the doors of the school instead of going to whites and blacks from going to the same school. It was not because he hated blacks or because he hated whites. He believed that the whites should keep a white bloodline and the blacks should keep a black bloodline.
Do you think Governor Wallace did a good job as governor?
He done all the things that he said he would do that he could possibly do. He was elected first time on the car tag saying that he would sell you a car tag for $3.75 if he was elected governor of the state of Alabama. And he was elected and he done just that. Then he served 4 years, four good years in the state of Congress, a lot of new businesses come into the state and the industries, and the state done better under his leadership than any governor they had had in years. But he could not run for governor again himself. He tried to get legislature to pass a law so that he could run a second term, but it failed to get through the House. So he was joking with his wife and said, "Well, I guess you can just run for governor, Lurleen. Instead of me running, since I can't run." And she took it seriously because she soon had her health check up and was in good enough health to run, and she run and got the most votes of any governor that any governor, man or woman, had ever got in the state of Alabama when she was elected governor. And she served our governor and done a great job. He took sick in her late part of her campaign and wasn't able to be with her, and she just went right on with it and done a great job, and the people learned to love her by the way she stood up and spoke up, and she was friendly and nice with everybody, and that's, we give that credit to her for getting the votes because of her friendliness and the courage that she had to do it. She had already been determined to have cancer before Wallace was out of office himself. So they didn't know whether she was in shape to run or not. They talked to her doctors, and the doctors told them that it would be a good challenge for her and would probably be good for her health for her to run. So she run and won the campaign and was a great governor for the state of Alabama. Then Mr. Wallace went for the presidency, and would have more than likely have been president for a 8-year period had he not been shot in Maryland when a man tried to assassinate him. He was paralyzed from his waist down and stayed in the Holy Name Hospital in Maryland for 7 weeks in bad condition. And a lot of the Speaker of the House and a lot of the people in the Senate and the House in Washington visited him during that time and had prayer with him and all. And Governor Wallace was told by the people that visited him, and he agreed with them wholeheartedly, had it not been for God, that he wouldn't be alive at this time. And he went ahead and got able to be governor again, won the governorship again after this, but he never was able to walk again. He tried and tried real hard for a long time with therapy and all, had the best of doctors that money could buy, but he never was able to walk. But he has been a courageous man as far as politics is concerned. And one statement that he made when he was having the visitors in the hospital was, one of the men asked him what he thought about the presidential doings. He said, well, you put all the Democrats and all the Republicans in a sack and shake them up. And said, the first one that falls out, said, you can get him by the nape of the neck and put him back in the sack, because they're all just alike, Republicans and Democrats. Says they're out for themselves and not for the people that they represent. So Governor Wallace sure had some good ideas, and he helped the situation a lot to get the people some of the power back that they had lost in the past. Since his time, we have lost power back, the people have, back to the politicians and bureaucrats. In our state alone, we have a man elected governor at the present time, Governor James, that didn't get anything like half of the counties in the state, but he got the big votes in the cities and was elected governor in the state of Alabama at this time. But he wasn't elected because he got the most counties. He didn't get much over a third of the counties, but he got the big counties like Montgomery, Madison County, and counties like that. Big town folks elected Bob James governor for his second time. People don't have the say-so that they need to in the government. They sit back and gripe because it doesn't go like it's supposed to, but they don't say that it's wrong and it's going wrong and don't stand up for what's right. The problem today in our government is that we've took Christ and God out of government, and unless he's put back in, all of our government on the federal level and local level are going to have a rough time without God is put back into our government today. They have taken prayers out of our schools. They've took a Bible reading out of our schools. They've took away a lot of the freedoms that we one time had because we sat on the stool of do nothing as parents and allowed them to do it. And as voters, we don't vote for the man, we just vote for the party, and we don't consider the kind of man a lot of times a man is. And a lot of times we put the wrong man in. But we don't have politicians that stand up for what's right and believe in God like Governor Wallace and Lurline believed in. We have people that maybe sometimes wear the name of Christian that are not Christians. Former Governor Hunt was caught supposedly doing wrong, and him supposed to be a minister, and that looks very bad on the state of Alabama. As our most high officer in the state, he was taken from office. Then our next governor, he didn't do a whole lot better than him, a Democrat. And now we have Mr. James back in there, and maybe some way or another he's going to do a better job than the others have since Mr. Wallace got unable to run for office and can no longer be the governor of the state of Alabama.
Cool. Governor Wallace was famous for his stand in the door. Could you tell us some more about that?
Governor Wallace told us that he would stand in the door to keep the whites and blacks from going to the same schools. And Governor Wallace did just that. They had pictures in the newspapers and in magazines showing him standing in the door and the police coming and taking him away when he stood in the doors. So he stood in the door as long as he could. It was get out of the door or go to jail. And either way, he'd be out the door. So he done what he said he would do in that part. Then we had in Gadsden, Etowah County, we had a lot of civil rights problems about black people laying down in the post office and federal buildings and things, laying down in the walkways. They accused our state troopers of treating them like cattle because they used hot sticks to move them out of the doorways and all. But at that time, before that time, the troopers were not called troopers. They were called highway patrols. And Governor Wallace had their positions changed to state troopers. And at the time it was changed from state troopers, from highway patrols to state troopers, that gave them the legal right to go into the homes or anywhere they needed to go and do what had to be done to uphold the laws of our state. And that included clearing the federal post office ways, the banks, federal buildings and things. When these people laid down in them, they would come out and load up bus loads of them. I accused the Yankees and the carpetbaggers of doing it and pay them so much money a day to go into Gadsden and lay down in them doorways and march and cause confusion and problems. At the time before this, we didn't have any problems. The police people come in and they had the big Selma march and all this kind of stuff and stirred people up. And that Leuza woman was killed. They told what a fine woman she was. And she left a husband and six children in Michigan to come down here and go on a march with the black people. So things were different in Alabama before people from up north and other places come in and interfered. We had a good relationship with our black people in the state of Alabama in general. They have the belts in the lower end of the state that they call a black belt. And some may think that is because black people live there, but that's not so. Of course, there are plenty of black people living there at this time. But the black belt is called a black belt because the soil in the southern part of the state is black and real rich soil. We have counties where there's not too many white people live in the southern part of the state. But we wasn't having any problem in the state, to my knowledge, until the outsiders come in, such as Mr. King and some of the bigger names in the black generation come in and started the marching, and the violence then started after that. So